allowing ourselves a few moments of personal silence. Claiming ourselves and our spaces. And preparing to enter into a joined exercise, a joined movement of sorts. Knowing that our integrity, our personhood, our uniqueness remains and is of value. And is essential to the integrity of the process. Our sparks are all made of the same stuff, but they each, as it were, have a different flavor. So allowing our breath to enter and leave, and as it enters, we can let ourselves become aware of its movement through our bodies. Our breath, our blood, our being. To the pads of our toes and our nails, and up through our feet, our arches, heels, calves, knees, thighs, hips, buttocks, bellies, up through our back and our chests, down our shoulders, and arms, elbows, wrists, hands and fingers and their pads and nails. And back up, swooping up our necks and into our heads, faces and ears. The back of our necks up over. All the mysteries of our hair and our scalps. All the wonders is going on inside our heads. All bathed in our awareness. And the flow of breath. And the flow of blood. And the flow of life. And all that our lives require at this point. And within this aliveness, this vitality, we locate our spark, each with our spark. It may be someplace it's never been before. And even as we become aware of it, may be moving around. And we let it move. We let our awareness rest on our spark. And it may still. And the spark and the awareness rest with each other. A reunion of sorts, a reconnection. And when we're ready, when it feels right and ripe, we allow through our spark, our awareness through our spark. We reach out to the spark of another one in this circle. And see how that feels. And recognizing that our sparks may be reached out to at the same time. Seeing how that feels. And gently, leisurely reaching out to all the sparks in the circle. And those who might be here, and those who could be here, and those who would be here. They'd only just thought of it in time, or hadn't been doing something else. Those who would like to be here, our sparks connecting with their sparks, and then with the sparks of those who will ever listen to this recording. And the further sparks that all of the sparks will affirm and connect with through this work. Seeing it or feeling it or just letting it be. And we let someone come to mind who feels difficult to us. Maybe they've hurt us, or maybe we've hurt them. Or maybe we're afraid of them. Or maybe we're afraid for them. And through our spark, we reach out and connect with the spark of that person. Or if it's a class, with those people. And letting ourselves feel how we experience that. words may come to mind, but maybe they won't. Just letting ourselves experience it. Then there be maybe another person or group or class of people that come to mind that we want to reach out to at this point. Then knowing we can always come back to this on our own. We bring our awareness back into that layer of our being, ourselves, where we experience our root systems, where our roots might bud and grow. And we feel our roots spread out, the ones that give us stability. And that stabilize the topsoil, the circumstances, the social circles, the communities that we dwell in, or contact with, or are members of. Stabilizing ourselves and the terrain around us. Then inviting something like a taproot to plunge or dig or dive or drill down through the layers of culture, of consciousness, of memory, of habits, through the archetypes, through whatever is between us and our sparks and our living selves, and the aquifer of living wisdom, of living truth, that flows underneath all being. And maybe we reach into that, and maybe it feels like we're blocked. And if we're blocked, we know that there's something rising up from that aquifer to draw us down. That blockage will erode, that will be removed at some point. And we can just be willing to rest where we are, knowing that the process is alive and is happening. And that we will have access to this aquifer of living truth and be able to draw it up into ourselves to inform our actions, inform our lives, to give us a different sort of stability. An innate wisdom. And appreciating that and being grateful for that. We let our roots grow out, the root hairs or rhizomes, passing over and under the root hairs of each other, touching as we touch, gaining strength, recognizing community, and knowing that all those we touch are also gaining strength and recognizing community. We let those rhizomes grow out as far as they need to grow, touching all those who need to be touched with encouragement and knowing that they're in community, an awareness of community, the strength of that community, the irreducibility of that community. Very probably circling the planet. Connecting in and bringing in some subtle awareness of connection to those whose rhizomes our rhizomes are touching and passing over and under. And knowing, as always, that we can return to this and explore it further. We traverse to the arena of willingness. And gently become aware of our willingness for this process to work on us. For our defenses to be eroded, our bafflement to be clarified, and our distortions to be released. Those three phases may happen in any order. We are each unique, our process is unique. Our defenses, our distortions, and our bafflements are unique to us. And our willingness is our own. And we can gently assess our willingness and our willingness for it to be increased, to become more vibrant, more eager, or maybe not. Maybe simply be dormant and grow simply through the exposure to these thoughts and these exercises. We hold our willingness with no analysis or comparisons or judgments or shame or blame. It is what it is. And it's just right the way it is. And it can always become more. And returning to our awareness of our bodies, awareness of our sparks and how our sparks are feeling and how we're feeling. And our bodies and the surfaces upon which we rest and the surfaces which rest on us. Letting the sensation of our bodies reach our awareness in all their richness. And allowing ourselves to begin to wiggle and move and come back more fully into the physical plane. Allowing our eyes to open gently if we feel like it, our fingers to twitch, our toes to wiggle. And allowing our breath just to be our breath.